You get what you clap for. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It looks like the spat between the president and the NFL is here to stay. I know that because on the Hannity show last night, it was one of his biggest applause lines.
You cannot disrespect our country, our flag, our anthem. You cannot do that.
And if there's one thing everyone agrees on about President Trump is that you get what you clap for. But in case you've forgotten, Trump was not the first president to disagree with the idea of taking a knee during the national anthem.
I believe that honoring our flag and our anthem is part of what binds us together as a nation. We recognize what it means to us, but also what it means to the men and women who are fighting on our behalf.
Trump was also not the first to point out that taking a knee can be offensive to soldiers and their families.
I want Mr. Kaepernick and others who are on a knee, I want them to listen to the pain that that may cause somebody who, for example, had a spouse or a child who was killed in combat, and why it hurts them to see somebody not standing.
Those remarks, by the way, were in front of an audience of soldiers in uniform at Fort Lee about a year ago. Of course, I realize there is a problem with the Obama approach. That's the approach you take only if the goal is for Americans to actually understand what the anthem and the flag mean to a soldier. It's completely useless when you're trying to make people angry, because when you ask people to talk to each other, all that's likely to happen is that a few players take a knee, then they just play the game and everybody thinks, hey, that's America. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.